Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Spiegel and Holmes.
It's LeVar Ball.
What's good? Triple B, big baller style. You guys go do your thing. I love your style.
Afternoons on the Score.
Shane, how did we even happen upon the idea of the stupid things that we do for sports?
Yeah, so there's this wonderful Detroit Red Wings super fan who has only one eye. The other one, he had a standard glass eye. He decided to upgrade that glass eye from standard to Detroit Red Wings themed. So I thought, what's the dumbest thing that you've done or would do to support your favorite team?
I'm reading the article, by the way, about this guy, Jack Cameron, the lifelong Reds fan, and he's truly an eyewitness, is one of the lines in there. All right, so the concept is, so this guy gave himself a Red Wings glass eye.
Yes.
And you're wondering what the stupidest thing you would do for your team.
Would do or have done, correct.
Okay. Well, Lawrence, you correctly teased it as Shane's tattoo, because as soon as this topic came up, I thought of the tattoo. What does your tattoo say,
so
Shane?
In August of 2022, or beginning of September, the White Sox were not in the lead in the AL Central. And I said on the show that I will get a White Sox 2022 AL Central Champions tattoo before it happens. And I did it. So I still have that on
I remember telling you, don't do it.
Yeah, it was transition, and I came in. I told the guys, hey, I'm going to be late today. I'm not feeling that well. I was getting the tattoo during transition.
And he shows up, and the things you do for, not love, but content. The things you do for content.
And then they did not win the division.
No, they didn't, but you still have the tattoo. Nice ink work, by the way.
Yeah, the tattoo really itself is actually really good.
Yeah, Joel Medina over at that tattoo place underneath the Belmont Red Line tracks.
So will you cover it, or
no,
it's just going to live with you now?
No, it's fun. Okay. It's a good memory from the show.
You're not going to just change it every year? You know, just
there's a lot of room. I could cross off the 22 and do 23 and just wait until they hit one.
Every year.
Yeah.
And then it can be an emblem of your undying fandom/idiocy, right? Fandiocy? Idiotdom? Whatever.
Could.
Yeah, no, you could. Or you could just leave it like that as a nice memory of a time gone by.
Has Tyler told the story of the letter to the Bears on the air?
Oh, on this time slot, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Danny told it.
But tell people.
All right, that's not Tyler telling it. All right, so Tyler, tell...
No, we
tell
like to tell Tyler's story for him.
Tell the Score listener about this letter that you sent to the Bears.
So I sent... Well, I sent a few letters, just more like wedding invitations to. I sent them to the Bears, the Cubs, and the Bears were the only ones that got back to me. And I got this letter from George McCaskey, as you guys have all read and seen. It's kind of been all over. So, yeah, I went as far as that for fandom as to sending an invitation to the Chicago Bears. Unfortunately, none of them shown up, but I didn't really save a table because I didn't expect them to, and that letter kind of told me. He didn't specifically RSVP, but I'm kind of went with that he wasn't coming. So it's safe to say it was an easy no.
It's too bad, man. He should have come. He really, did he send anything? I forget if they sent something.
He did not. I was kind of hoping for a couple pairs of tickets, but hey, you know what? A letter's cool too.
The letter's nice. Lawrence, you were about to fly to New York this morning
for a DePaul basketball game.
Yes.
No. I was going to fly to New York for a Big East semifinal. That's what I was flying to New York for. Well, it was going to be DePaul, but that's neither here nor there. But here's the thing about that. I have called DePaul at 6 Big East tournaments. Okay. There was the one time when they went, and they've actually been more decent in the tournament than in the regular season in the Big East. One of the times that I went, is where I have grown my disdain for Mick Cronin, because DePaul upset Cincinnati and he acted like an ass afterwards. It really made no sense. He should have acted exactly the way that Greg McDermott was acting last night, where he's like, man, they really brought it. They gave us all that we wanted. I haven't seen DePaul play second game at a third game at the Big East tournament. So the idea that this team that I went to two games in the last week of the season and saw them get better, and I told Speaks before we walked out here, I was like, they have a chance tonight. And it wasn't just because I am Mr. DePaul. They had a chance because it was a good matchup and they have been playing well. And they played well. They played a double overtime game that they lost. But you damn right, I was sitting there going, I need to go. Because you know why, Shane? Any time that DePaul has had of the preseason, like the Thanksgiving tournament things, if I wasn't working on it, I've never gone. And I've regretted it. Like them going to Myrtle Beach or someplace like that.
Yeah.
I haven't gone. I went to one in the Virgin Islands and it was amazing. And having that feeling and being connected to your school or your team is fun. So, yeah, I was out here like, okay, I'll fly into Newark instead of flying into New York City. And then I'm gonna find the place to stay. I'll call Danny Parkins and stay at his palatial estate.
Too late. He's got Tanny there right now.
Oh, the Danny's house is enough room for all of us. Scorehouse. And then I'll go to the game tomorrow night.
Yeah, there you go.
But it didn't happen.
I haven't done anything that reaches those levels. Although, in thinking about this during the break, I did realize, I don't know if I've ever said it this plainly, I chose Emerson College because of Fenway Park and the Red Sox. But I mean, like 100%. Like, and I let some, I let my application to Ithaca University just sit in my desk drawer, like passive aggressively. Didn't even bother to send it because I knew I didn't want to go there. Because I was like, no, I want to go to Emerson because I want to go to Red Sox games. And I went to like 30 Red Sox games a year between 88 and 92.
Damn.
Yeah. It was outrageous because bleacher seats were cheap and I would just go a lot. And there used to be the thing where the top of the eighth inning, they would open the gates to let people out.
And oh, so you just
walk in. So I'd like, my dorm was a mile away. So I'd like watch the game or listen to the game and
I
then
like that.
Walk over in the sixth inning or the seventh inning and just be ready. And as soon as they open the gates, I'd go in for the final two innings, pray for extras and sometimes get them, you know? So like making the college choice for the ball club is probably the best I can offer.
The things we do for love.
Oh, man. Well, the thing I did for love, I mean, my marriage to Christine.
Oh, that's right.
Was at Wrigley. And on
wait, the wedding was at Wrigley?
No, the party was at Wrigley. We rented a suite at Wrigley, and so we're
because she's crazy Cub fan.
She's a ridiculous meatball Cub fan, and so we're watching this game on April 14th, 2018. You can look it up. It's when they were trailing by like 9 runs, and they made a ridiculous rally that I totally missed. Because she wanted to go. It was like the seventh inning. It had been a long day. Her mother, my new mother-in-law, wanted to leave. So we left. And they rallied and took the lead while we were in the parking lot loading the car. So that I did for love instead of the game. Best rally I ever missed.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. Let's get some Bears information. Drew Dahlman, the new center, he's going to be on this show next on The Score.